Job chapter 20. Justice is justly represented blind because she sees no difference in the parties concerned. She has but one scale and weight for rich and poor, great and small. What I just learned leaves me very confused. It's an insult to my intelligence, and I'm forced to answer you. Both Zophar and the rest of Job's friends see everything in black or white. They are neither mitigating circumstances nor expectations. The righteous prospers and the evil one suffers and is punished. If Job is suffering, he must have done something bad. Things aren't always as black and white as they appear. It isn't for us to question. Zophar obviously didn't know this. Not only does he question, Zophar judges harshly and assumes God's place and thought. The problem with black and white thinking is that you never get to see the rainbow. The rainbow is a sign that the flood will not be repeated, as in Noah's day. Whenever I cover the sky with clouds and the rainbow appears, I will remember my promise to you and to all the animals that a flood will never again destroy all living beings. There is hope for the righteous who patiently endures the sickness, mourning, material losses, or rejection of others because it purifies and transforms him or her. But there is also hope for the sinner who repents, because not only does he receive forgiveness for his sins, but in the process he begins to experience God's grace, manifesting itself in a new life, because this is why I tell you that her many sins have been forgiven. So she has shown great love. What I have just written also leaves me confused, because I cannot comprehend such great love on God's part towards me.